Warwick Hadfield, there's been a disaster for Germany in the World Cup, and it's not taken place on the field.
Well, no, James. It's seven of their players. That's ahead of their quarterfinal, which is being played in the wee small hours tomorrow morning, Australian time. Seven of their players have been confirmed with the symptoms of the flu, which could be a euphemism for anything, but really they've got throat aches and other things. And the coach, Joachim Löw, is putting it down to the fact that they've been going backwards and forwards across Brazil from various climate zones. They've been in tropical heat, and also they've played in Porto Alegre, which is a very, very much colder. So he's saying it's all caught up. He did then say, look, I don't want to over-dramatise it, having raised it as an issue himself. And of course, is this the World Cup? And a World Cup without drama is not a World Cup at all. So it's a big, an interesting match, this one, France versus Germany. The French have got some issues as well. Their defender, Raphael Varane, he spent the night in hospital with dehydration after the game against Nigeria, but it seems he might be fit to go. But look, it's interesting. This has been a fascinating World Cup, you know, with people like Luis Suarez creating drama, some wonderful goals, not the least of which was Tim Cahill. Brilliant goalkeeping by the American goalkeeper Tim Howard. In fact, it's been suggested in one of the lighter blogs that I've read that he should be recruited by the World Wildlife Federation because he could save every endangered species after so many saves in goal for the United States. But look, Henry Winter, he's the chief football correspondent for London's Daily Telegraph. He's been to seven World Cups. And he said this is comfortably the best of the seven he's attended. So, and there's still more to come. So we've got the quarterfinals from now on, and then who knows who's going to make it through. We've got four teams from South America, four teams from Europe. But, probably still anyone's World Cup.
Yeah, exciting times ahead. So chicken soup badly needed in Brazil for all those flu-stricken people. What about the land of strawberries and cream? We know the finalists for the women at Wimbledon.
Yes, Petra Kvitova beat Lucy Safarova in straight sets. And then this great narrative for the Canucks is continuing. Jeannie Bouchard, the Canadian, she's only 20, started playing the game at 5. So this has been a long time coming if you measure it that way. She defeated Simona Halep in the other ladies' singles semi-final. And if you've got the magnifying glass out, you can still find some Australians in action. Now, Casey Dellacqua and Ashley Barty, they lost to the Italian pair, Roberta Vinci and Sarah Errani, in the ladies doubles, but Dellacqua's survived the third round of the mixed doubles with her British partner James Murray, and Sam Stosur's done much the same thing with her Serbian partner. So there's still a little, if you do AUS in your search thing, you can still find a few people from these parts at Wimbledon. But we did have, Australia has had some moments to savour, of course, with Nick Kyrgios, and he's held a press conference to say thank you to all those people back in Australia who've supported him the last little while and made his biography one of the narratives of the last week or so.
Good stuff. I always love it when 19-year-olds have a biography. It makes me feel so much older. A lucky break for one of Fremantle's unluckiest AFL players.
And this is a lovely story. I mean, there's been a lot of the sordid stuff in Australian football this week, but here's a lovely one. Anthony Morabito last played for Fremantle 1,394 days ago. And this will really tell you how long ago it was. Back in those days, Frio still had green in their jersey. Of course, it's now all purple and white. Now, since that, over that 1,394 days, he's had three knee reconstructions. But he will be out there when Melbourne plays Frio in Darwin on Saturday night. And he's pretty happy about it. And I have to say, his coach, Ross Lyon, has held him back because there are a lot of reasons that being out of the game for 3 years means he will have a lot of catching up to do. But there was lots of joy in the Fremantle camp yesterday.
That's good stuff. Okay, thank you, Warwick Hadfield. We'll speak again later in the show.